This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks. Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Oliver Kemp.
Thank you for downloading this podcast on Thursday, the 18th of February. Hope you're doing okay today. We've got lots of stories to talk about, so let's just get right into it. A government minister and Kent MP is suggesting face-to-face care home visits in England could resume within weeks. Helen Whateley says residents should not have to wait until they've had both doses of a vaccine. But the Faversham rep, who's also a care minister, says we still need to be cautious with relaxing measures.
I really, really want to open up visiting in care homes more. I mean, to be clear, we have made sure that visiting can continue even during this national lockdown, but I recognise it's not the normal kind of visiting. It's having to use screens or visiting pods or through windows if care homes don't have those facilities. I would say we have put funding into social care to help care homes have these facilities and have extra staff if they need to supervise. But what I want to do as we come out of the national lockdown is also increase the amount of visiting. I don't see that we have to wait for the second vaccination dose. I want us to open up sooner than that. But I will say with this, as with generally as we come out of lockdown, we do have to be cautious. Most residents in care homes have only had their first dose and some of them only very recently. So it will be step by step, but I'm determined so that we can see people, you know, go back even if it's to be able to hold hands again and to see somebody who you haven't been able to see very much in the last few months last year. I really want to make that happen again.
During the lockdown, people have been allowed to visit care homes where it's safe to do so. Government guidance says such visits should take place either through a screen or in a distant setting outdoors, which has obviously been largely impossible due to the cold weather. Meanwhile, a scientist has told MPs there's no data to show crowded beaches last summer led to any coronavirus outbreaks. Images of busy seasides like Margate caused outrage in the early stages of the pandemic. But infectious diseases expert Professor Mark Woolhouse says evidence has proven the virus isn't transmitted well outdoors. He says mass gatherings are still dangerous, though.
Mass gatherings are absolutely a special case for all sorts of reasons. They even outdoors, they don't involve social distancing. They also involve pinch points like travel, like refreshment facilities and so on. So those are clearly higher risk than the normal outdoor activities. But for example, over the summer, we were treated to all this on the television news of pictures of crowded beaches. And there was an outcry about this. There were no outbreaks linked to crowded beaches. There's never been a COVID-19 outbreak linked to a beach ever anywhere in the world, to the best of my knowledge. So I think we do have to understand where the risks are and aren't so that we can do as much as possible safely without overcompensating.
He also told the Science and Technology Committee outdoor activities could have restarted faster in the first lockdown.
Kent Online News.
The latest on vaccinations, and a Kent GP has warned some employers are refusing to allow staff to leave work to get their coronavirus jabs. Dr. John Ribchester says his Whitstable practice has observed the worrying trend since it began offering the jab to people of working age. He's concerned this could continue as the vaccine is offered to more younger people and is urging bosses to be reasonable and compassionate.
As we are now getting down to people at working age to vaccinate, we are getting a number of people reporting that they cannot come during normal working hours because their employer won't release them to come along. Now, so far, we have done our best to accommodate people at our Saturday clinics and at our evening clinics. But of course, as we get lower down the age range, we'll be doing more and more working people. So my appeal to employers is please be reasonable. That this is a really important vaccination, and it's better to release people in working hours when necessary to get these vaccinations done than have the risk of them and others in your workforce going down with COVID. To be honest, it does touch a nerve. I mean, we're all doing our best, and actually some people are putting themselves at risk to try and get this vaccination program out there. And the very least I would have thought an employer could do would be to release a member of staff to get themselves protected. our vaccine centre, and I'm sure others as well, will do their best to vaccinate workers out of hours. But inevitably, we have to also fill the clinics within hours. So please release people in order to have their vaccine, make them safe, and make your business safe.
The Kent Online Podcast with Serenity Parks.
In other news, a petition's been launched calling for an urgent safety inspection of the A21 in Kent following the death of a woman in a crash. It's been started by Paul Knight, whose sister Catherine was killed near Tunbridge in November. He's worried about other accidents there.
Our sister was tragically taken from us on a Thursday evening. We heard that she'd left the A21 carriageway, gone through a barrier, and subsequently died from her injuries. Since then, we've heard lots of accidents and tragedies that have happened on the same stretch of road, and we want answers on why is this happening. We want an independent safety investigation done on these roads to ensure that the conditions are right, the lighting, the signage, the aquaplaning, the barriers are sufficient to stop this happening on where someone could leave that area, go through the barrier and subsequently roll down to tragic fatal injuries. So we want answers, and we're petitioning to get those answers, and that's what we want to do. We want to try and prevent this happening again.
You say your sister's death was obviously tragic, but you feel avoidable as well?
We feel just totally devastated. We just feel like we want to do something about it. We know we can't bring her back, but anything we can do to stop this happening to anyone else is so important to us.
Paul also accused Highways England of claiming on his late sibling's insurance to repair damaged barriers. Highways England said safety is its priority and it will provide any assistance to both the police and any coroner's inquiry. Occasional users of Dart Charge who hold prepay accounts are losing money to the scheme because of a sudden cancellation of their logins. Any that haven't been used for 15 months are being closed, but drivers who are staying at home more because of the pandemic say it's highly unfair. Steve Novotny's from Money Saving Expert, who found out what was going on.
What we looked at is what happens to accounts if they're not used for a while. And what we found is that they get automatically closed if you haven't used them within a 15-month period. And if that happens, any money that's in the account is not, as you might think, automatically refunded to people. So there's around £1 million stuck in these closed accounts. And potentially as many as 78,000 people could reclaim. But often they may not be aware that it's actually in there. If you think, if you haven't used your account for a while and, you think it might be closed, you can either call up or log in to check whether it's been closed. If it has been closed and there's money in there, you'll need to call up. So you call up Dart Charge's customer services and they will be able to sort you out a refund. So there's no problem getting a refund once you've contacted them. This will really affect occasional users of the Dart for Crossing. And obviously during the pandemic, fewer people may be traveling than usual. You know, it's probably more likely that there will be lapsed accounts now than there would be at a normal time. So, it's difficult timing for this. The people we've spoken to, some of the users are very unhappy that, this has happened. They think that the process isn't really what it should be.
Highways England says refunds are available, but you need to check your account balance and then contact them directly.
Kent Online News.
A £5,000 reward is being offered for the safe return of 7 3-day-old puppies and their mother stolen from their Kent home. Bella, a 4-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and her pups are said to have been taken from the property in Breach Road in Lower Halstow last night. You can see pictures of them at kentonline.co.uk. A 12-year-old girl who went missing from Barham near Canterbury has been found safe and well. There was a huge search involving police, sniffer dogs, and search and rescue volunteers after Olivia Sands disappeared yesterday morning. Officers in London were also called to help after she was spotted on CCTV at St Pancras railway station. And do you enjoy a spot of golf? Well, you may be in luck, as the organisers of the Open are looking for volunteers. Now it's been confirmed the Golf Championship is definitely going ahead in Kent this summer. The 149th edition of the event will take place in Sandwich in July. Plans are in place for social distancing and even the possibility to hold it behind closed doors if necessary. It's hoped people will get involved in the same way as the game makers at London's 2012 Olympics. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks.